Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Well, I say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel. One second, please. I want to make sure everything is where it's supposed to be. I want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, and today we are dealing with the creation, the sixth day. Male and female created He, Him, part two. What do you mean, male and female created He, Him, part two? Well, we are dealing with man being created. I know we got a kind of a blasé story concerning him and his beginnings. Well, I'm here to tell you it's a lot more to it than that. And we have a lot more gifts the Father has given us as far as those things concerned. And we are right now going to research those things. What do you mean? Well, one is that what is man created for? That's the first thing. The second thing is, why was man created? That's the other thing. Why was man created? What was his purpose in all of this? So we're going to get started. And we're going to pray in. And this is the creation 6 day, male and female created he, them, part two. So if I can ask my brothers and sisters if they can, brothers, if you can uncover your heads. And sisters, if you can cover your heads as we stand and approach the Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and do it forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, once again, we are dealing with the creation. And we're dealing with a more media part of it, and that's the creation of Eve and Adam, or Adam and Eve, or male and female, or the species of man. What does that mean to us, and why do that apply to us? Well, we all came from one source, and that's God, and God created man in his image. We're going to look at that. But he gave us other things that's made us more like him. God is going to show us that. So and we're going to welcome the family on Facebook. We say shalom, shalom, shabbat shalom. And welcome to another episode of The Sound of the Living Waters. And once again, reading for me is my lovely rib, Rhea, Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Happy Sabbath.
Thank
Shabbat.
Asha Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Asha Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was amazed when somebody said, I'm not even going to say Shabbat Shalom anyway. I'm going to say Happy Sabbath. And just to keep from, you know, stumbling babes, I just said, you know what? You know, happy is a hippo in Egypt. I mean, it is what it is. That's where the word came from. Oh, where it originally came from. Now we use it for an emotional gesture. But actually, if we want to use that term, we would say Asher Shabbat, because Asher means the Lord has made me happy. So, I mean, if we're going to go there, then go all the way there.
Asher in Hebrew means happy and blessed.
There it is. So if we're going to say it, I suggest that we say it correctly, right? Amen. We are dealing with this man, and I'm getting my computer up. Excuse me. My dictionary up, because this man came with a lot of work. Not hard work. I mean, he came with work, you know, and we don't look at the Adam theory as we should. And the sad part is that the Adam theory is the foundation of all of us, whether it be good or evil. So we all familiar with the evil, but the good is highly spoken of, especially when it concerns Adam. And Adam's sinned like we haven't. And no, we can't blame Adam for sins that we're committing, because we all have choices. But yeah, just like, you know, we inherit good things and bad things from our parents, you know, that don't make them the villain of the world. It just means that, you know, they wasn't perfect. Adam had a choice. Eve had a choice. And they made the wrong decision. Did the Lord cut them off? No. He forgave them, and he sacrificed for them. and so here we are. We continue it. And also built a kingdom for him, you know, and here we are. So with that being said, let's go to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, 1 and 26.
Amen. Genesis 1 and verse 26 reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Amen. Amen. So, it was a lot said there, and all them things pertain to us. However, we haven't even gotten there yet. We're still dealing with the laws that's written for us to exist in. What do you mean? The laws that exist for us when he created us. He created us with a free will, like he gave all of us free will. He gave the angels free will. He gave the beasts of the field free will. He gave the insects free will. He gave the fish free will. He gave all of us free will. What do you mean? We know what's right and wrong. Your dog know when he's supposed to use the washroom outside. And he know he was wrong. That's free will. The beasts of the field, they know the law. They know they're not supposed to attack man, but free will. The angels, he gave them a choice in heaven. They chose not. Some did and chose not. So now we have them on the earth, free will. The insects, well, they flee for their life. Well, that's free will. You know, if you attempting to harm them, they are trying to escape what they being. That's free will. So he's given all of us free will. And he gave man this ultimate free will. And that is to make decisions and to articulate and manifest. He gave the beast those things, the same thing, to articulate and manifest. But it's a difference, though. It's a different kind of conversation here. The other conversation is that he gave us the means to build and create and things like that. He gave us thumbs, which made us all the way different from all the beasts of the field. Amen? Amen. Amen. So let's read that 26 again. Let's read 26, and let's read that to the 27. And then we're going to get into some definitions.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 26 reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
Okay, good. So he said, let us make man in our image over and get him dominion over everything. Everything. Continue.
Amen. Verse 27 reads, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them."
So the same things that men have, the same gifts women have. They have the same gifts. These are the things we're about to impart on. We're about to get in on that. Why? Because these gifts existed before sin. These gifts are before sin. And so we think gifts came with Jesus Christ or, you know, with the apostles when they was, you know, passing out the Holy Ghost. No, man, they were given here, you know, in the beginning, or else they don't exist. You see, that's that conversation. So let's look at that. Let's go in our, we have an online dictionary that we choose to use, and I think it's available for iPhone. It's called dictionary.com. Let me see if I can pull up the logo. This is what it looked like. Not exactly. There it is. That's what you want. That bad boy there will take you there. And I'm not one to take my studies lightly. When I'm studying, I like to know where I'm going. I believe in hardbacks and paperbacks for sure. Hands down over digital. They could turn down your digital or turn it off at any moment. We're so dependent on these electronics, but, you know, if they turn off the power grid, we're stuck, right? So paperback is always good. And I believe in having paperbacks or dictionaries of various kinds. This one right here, I found to be online, probably the best one as I've used to research. Shalom, this is Elisha Bar Shalom, McKee. Appreciate you. Thanks for checking in on your brother. So, in the image of God, created he him, male and female, created he them. So, let's look at this word image, and let's look at it from the thesaurus, okay? Let's look at it from the thesaurus, and
Amen. Image, thought, vision, impression, conception, conceptualization. Let me open it up. Yep, conceptualization. Let's go back. Idea, concept, perception, and mental picture.
Okay, so first and foremost, we're not here. These are all ideas. These are all written laws of what we should and what we are to become once you put it inside of a physical body. But these here, these things that's written here, is before the man body is created. These are laws that's in every man. So this is this conversation. Let's look up the first one. Amen? So what comes from thought? Let's look at that circle. Do you have the icon?
Thought.
Yeah, of thought. Hit thought. There it is. Okay, I want you to read these things concerning.
So it says thought, and then it says thinking, reflection, regard.
Right here. What? I want you to start in the middle.
They're so tiny.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can blow it up. Okay.
Can you see it?
Yes. Why don't you do that part? Because you can see it. Mine is.
What about on the outside? Can you see the outside?
Which are the same words that are down here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we up on the thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're right here, babe. It says thought, vision.
So when he created us, he created us to have visions. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you mean visions? When he created us, he said, I created you in the image of God. I created you from a vision. And a vision is what? Let's look that up.
Okay, hold on. So now
we're going
to go to the word vision.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So vision. Vision states it. Oh, there it goes. Image, dream, hope, ideal, fancy.
So the Lord said he created in us visions called dreams. So when we created us, he created us to have dreams. Even the beasts of the field have dreams. That's a mark of free will. Also, he said what?
And it states dream, hopes, ideal, fancy, conception.
So he gave us hopes, ideas. So what came with vision is hopes, ideas, image, fancy. What else?
Then it says... conception.
Hold that thought. Let's look up this thing in conception. All right. And let's read 1 and 2 up on this conception.
Conception.
Okay. Yeah. You got the physical and the spiritual. So since there's no physical here, we're dealing with the spiritual aspect of it.
Conception. Says, understand, picture, idea.
So he gave us the power to understand, the power to come up with an idea, right?
Uh-huh.
Continue.
It says impregnation.
That's the physical. That was spoken in existence too, that we'll be able to not only impregnate physically, but spiritually. That is to give birth to ideas. We don't.
Origin, understanding, appreciation.
So when he created us with the spirit of understanding and to appreciate things. You know, that's why there's a law that we are supposed to appreciate each other and the things that's around us, the creation and the earth and those things. Continue.
inkling, impression, clue, and this one says comprehension.
And he gave us the spirit of comprehension. Amen? So that came with conception. Let's go back. Let's go back to vision, right? Because that will be the next thing. So vision, do you have this? Okay, all right, let's start at the top. Well, now let's pick it up at conception.
Okay, so then we're, this one is concept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Conception, daydream.
And so when you daydream, and this is where a lot of times you run into your deja vu's from. You know, you as a child, you know, you find yourself just zoomed off somewhere, you know, the God of Israel got a plan for you like that, that you would be somewhere at a certain time, or, you know, you'd be like, I've been here before, I've seen this. Well, yeah, that's you following your life course. That's you following your life path. That's what those things mean. Also, you start seeing where you are in life, where you're supposed to be spiritually and physically. So at this time, when you have that deja vu, God gave that to you in a vision. He gave it to you in a dream, and more often a daydream, which is a vision. Continue.
Okay. Okay. They just put me out of vision. Let me see your vision. Thank you. It just blew me out. Then we did flight of fancy.
Uh-huh.
Pipe dream. Going back up. Idea. Plan.
So you're going to be able to conceive ideas and also to make plans. So when he created us, he gave us the mental capacity to form ideas and to make plans.
Amen.
So let's look at this word idea. Let me know when you're ready. Let's look at the definition first.
Yes, sir. I-D-E-A-L, correct? And the source.
No, definition.
You want the definition?
Yeah.
No. Without the L.
Yeah.
This one, and you want
the definition.
Okay. Something that is the product of a mental activity.
So this is what he created us in the beginning. He gave us the process of thought and mental activity. Those are electrons, man. Those things is moving with the speed, I say faster than the speed of light. Thought and articulation is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving faster than any speed we can conceive. And that has to be on the speed of light. That's why you got scientists and they got these instruments and they see our brains and it's sparking light. You know, it's sparking light. And I found another video that was very interesting in conception is when a man impregnate a woman and there's a spark. Boom. Once the sperm actually enter into the egg, there's a light. The spirit of man is there. So, you know, anybody tell you that, you know, abortion is a cool thing, don't have any idea about what creation is, because that's a thought and that's a vision. And if that child is inside of you, that's from him. That's his thought. That's his vision. Whatever his end will be, whatever her end is going to be, he already had it mapped up. It ain't for us to decide that, you know. Continue.
Amen. What else did it come? The next one says an opinion, conviction, or principle.
So we're going to have opinions. We're going to be opinionated and probably get too much of that. Convictions, you know, we're going to be, you know, driven or, you know, bound by or something like that. He's giving us that too. That mindset, that's convictions comes under judgment or even, I should say, oaths. Oaths are bound by conviction. So when he spoke those things in existence, he spoke those things that we are bound by the word. So he made our words law. You know, he given us a speech that's law, that we will build laws and that we'll have laws and that we'll cover ourselves in laws. Continue.
Amen. A plan, purpose, or goal.
So he's given us the intelligence to make plans, set goals, or have a purpose. So all that falls under the image of God. All that falls under him. That falls under him leading and guiding us. I mean, but it falls under him that he wrote that down for us, and that is we're created in his image. We got these things going on inside of us. We have this thought pattern going on inside of us, and that's through the word image. Continue. Right now we're looking up idea, because idea is one of the spirits that come with image. Read on.
Amen. Number 4, the gist or significance.
Uh-huh.
5, a sense that something can happen, a notion or expectation.
There go vision, there go prophecy. So first he said a gist or significance. So he's given us judgment through this, through an idea. Through the word idea, he's given us judgment. We'll know the significance of something or no. The gist of something or not. He's given us that through the spirit idea that he created in us through the spirit of image or imagination, which the root word of imagination is image. Continue.
Amen. I read a sense that something can happen, a notion or expectation.
Now, those things are prophecies. Those things are vision. Those things are given to seers. You know, whether they be good or evil, those gifts are innate. Some of us are just born with that, but we haven't been taught to use it correctly for God. We've been using it incorrectly for the worship of spirits. And so, but I'm not blaming, you know, my people that's in the world that don't know God, but they're practicing their gifts, you know, one way or another. Our thing is for them to channel them things into the Lord. Be washed. They're already there. Get in that water. And those things will really manifest themselves if you turn yourself over to the Holy Spirit. You know, if they're there and they're that relevant now, imagine if you turned yourself over to the Holy Spirit, and that is say to God, and he manifested those things. You could be leaps and bounds beyond where you are now, just messing around with those things. Let's see. That's good. Let's go back to, where were we?
So before that,
we was in vision.
Idea.
Yeah, we was in
thinking,
vision.
Image, conception.
Yeah. So you can't see this. I want to say this. This is what vision produces. It produces a picture. Feast for the eyes, perfect picture of beautiful sight.
also a mental picture or sight or source. So when you have a vision, you have a physical, and he created with a physical vision and a spiritual vision. That is to say, we can see it in our mind. Like somebody is telling us something, and that's what juries are. They drawing conclusions in their mind. They're coming together with a spiritual image of what may have happened or what have happened, not being there, but God Israel has given us this gift in Adam that we'll be able to use these things, that we'll be able to see the truth through these things. And remember now, everything is created for the truth, everything. When Satan entered into the picture, he tainted those things, even the gifts. But most of these things, all of these things, forgive me, all of these things are created for the truth. Also, it says image. It says pipe dream, a notion, an imago, so forth. Also come from vision is hallucinations, right? So he given our mind the power to hallucinate. You know, sometimes we hallucinate because we are deficient on something, whether it be water, food, blood, you know, or drugs. You know, we hallucinate. And that's given through the spirit of image, I mean vision as well. It says phantasm and, what is this word? And how do you say it? Wait a minute.
Eidolon.
Eidolon. Oh, okay. Well, eidolon is this. It's wraith, visitant, spirit, specter, shadow, shade.
Shadow, spirit, haunt.
Yep.
Spooks. Boogeyman.
Yep. So.
Phantasm.
So basically we're talking about he's given us the gift to see spirits. So when he created us in his image and he gave us the spirit of imagination, he also gave us the gift to see spirits, shadows, things like that. Now, mind you, they under the chains of darkness, but with this gift, God has given us the gift to even see the things that's in the chains of darkness. Ask Elisha. When he blinded all of, no, he said, he showed these men who are with us, and then he seen all these spirits on mountains, you know, for them. He said, they are more with us than they are with them. So they came with spirits, right? So Elisha not only seen them, the spiritual beings, but he also seen the ones that was with them. This is that gift, this fall of the imagination, that we will be able to see spiritual beings. In the book of Job, he said, I heard a voice, I saw an image, but I couldn't discern it. I seen a shadow, but he couldn't make it out. Then he heard a voice come from there. So his brother actually revealed himself to him and was talking to him. This is, well, I don't know if it was Ephaz. I think it sounded like Ephaz, but okay. You can go hold me to that. But it was him, and he saw his brother. And, you know, so God was dealing with these men. It's just that sometimes we can misjudge something. We can not see things for what they are. And we can find ourselves in a situation. So we can see spirits. We can see, what is this word again? How they say it? Eidolon.
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 Say that again.
Eidolon.
Oh, right. That almost sounds French. Eidolon.
Eidolon.
Eidolon. Okay. Okay, so that falls under spirit, right? And then also vision brings what? Sight, perception, eyes, view, eyesight, seeing. And those things are also spiritual. you know, the eyes can view spiritual things, and also the mind's eye see spiritual things. So when he created image, or when he created us in his image, he gave us the gift of sight, both physically now, right, and spiritually, that is the speed of thought. So he gave us that. And then also came with vision is this, foresight. It says our sight, our sightedness, perceptiveness, preciseness. Oh, my God. Let me look at this word. That's a good one. I don't think of, oh, farsightedness. All right, I got it. Okay, farsighted. It says, that was me, all right, okay. Farsight, vision, what is that word? Prescience, really?
Prescience.
Prescience, oh, okay. Well, prescience, prescience means it's prevision, foreknowledge, second sight, recognitions, clairvoyance, foresight. So that's up under vision. So these things came also with when he created us. He gave us these gifts. Now, go into Acts, the second chapter, right? Let's go to Acts, the second chapter. Let's look at some of that. Acts, the second chapter. And let's pick it up at verse 2:16. Acts 2:16. When you receive it, read.
Acts 2:16 reads. Okay. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
See.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
See, there it is. That's what he spoke of in the beginning. That's what he spoke of before he gave us a physical body. He said, I will pour out my spirit. So that's from him. He gave us this so that we will have foresight, that we'll be able to see things. We'll be able to see things coming. We'll be able to protect ourselves, all this good stuff, right? Also give us the spirit of prophecy through this. You know, so that's another conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 33. And verse 14, Job 33 and 14, when you receive it, read.
Did you say Job?
Yeah, Job.
Okay. What chapter?
33 and verse 14.
Job 33 and 14 reads, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men.
See, sometimes he's talking to us through something, and we can't see it with our physical eyes. So he has to do this while we're sleeping. He'll talk to us through our dreams. Shalom, man. Grace and peace. Love you. Hope you're at the crib. I'm going to give you a call. So he's given us that. Why? Because sometimes we won't see it. We're distracted. We're working. We got children. We got things, our business during the day. So those things could be a distraction from what he's trying to tell us or what he's trying to get us to come to understanding of. So he'll give it to us in a dream. And this is important. This is very important to me. Because I have brothers and sisters saying I need to say Yahweh Shai, Yahuwah, and all this sort of things. And, you know, read that 14 again.
Amen. 33:14?
Yeah, 33:14.
For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream and a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men.
So he don't speak to me in Hebrew. He don't speak to me in Mandarin or Italian or, you know, none of these various languages, Arabic, none of that. He don't. He speak to me in my dreams in English, so I'm okay with the name of Jesus. The minute he say, my name is something, something in my dream, then I'd probably trip, you know, and I'd be wondering why, because I'd be scratching my head like my man Peter when it came to them, to eating all that strange food. However, in the dream, he's talking to me in English. So if he could talk to me in English, then I could speak to him back in English. Right. Anyway, so he's saying that he speaks to us in visions. What do you mean? When we're sleeping, because we miss the memo sometimes while we awoke, right? And sometimes it's to do this. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction.
And sometimes we miss the memo when we woke. He sealed the instructions in our ears, what we're supposed to be doing. You see, in a vision, he created this conduit that he would be able to deal with us directly in our dreams, in a vision. A lot of us need physical all the time, you know. Well, this ape was on a unicycle with a red hat and, you know, with yellow floppy shoes, and I had a dream that it came to me, and so we start looking for something that ridiculous. No, he's a practical being. It's very practical, very subtle, and a lot of times we miss it because he is that practical and he is that subtle. And so he had to talk to us in our dreams, you know, and seal his instructions for us to do what? Save ourselves. Continue.
Amen. Verse 17, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man.
Man's purpose is to destroy himself. And so he's trying to keep us from going there. That's the thing. Continue.
Amen.
18.
Yes, baby, I'm just copying it. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
So he created this conduit of dreams and visions so he can save us through those things, because sometimes we can miss the message while we're circulating through the business of the day. So he will talk to us through our dreams, you know, and save us from things that could possibly happen in the future, you know, or warn us of certain things, you know, and things like that. Let's go into Job chapter 4, right? Job chapter 4 and 13. When you receive a read.
Job 4:13 reads,
uh-huh.
In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up.
See, now you can't see this with your physical eye, but you can see it with your spiritual eye. He gave us that. That's in that definition. That's the thing he was saying, that we would be able to see spirits through our mind's eye. Remember, they under chains of darkness. But he didn't say that we would never be able to see them. He didn't say that they were not accessible. But he's saying that we can see them. If we can't see them in while we're moving around during the day, he would definitely let us see him in the evening if it's that prevalent, if it's that necessary. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16 reads, it stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice say, shall mortal man be more than just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly.
Well, he can't charge the angels with folly unless they have a free will.
Mm-hmm.
See that? So we see here that not only do he talk to us in our dreams, but he also can make a spirit appear in our dreams, and we can see him with our mind's eye. You know, we can't, sometimes it'll be what it is. Sometimes you think you may be still asleep, and you may be seeing a vision or apparition or something like that, you know, in front of you, and you in your mind, I was just asleep, so I must be dreaming, and you're not. You're actually seeing what you're seeing. But that's through your mind's eye, and that's a gift. It's a gift from God. He said he created us so that we'll be able to do those things, that we'll be able to see spiritual beings, not just physically with our eyes, but in our mind's eye as well, even in our dreams. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go back to image. Excuse me. Let's go back to image. No. Let's go back to idea. Yeah, let's do that one. Let's go back to idea. And let's pick it up in a dictionary format. Right? Idea, definition. Okay?
So idea, something such as a thought or a conception that is the product of mental activity.
So this is when he created us in his image. He gave us mental activity. He's not just creating us in his picture, but he's giving us the mental activity from him. He said, I'm going to pour out upon all flesh. That's mental activity. And they should have dreams and visions. That's at night when you're sleeping. That's mental activity. This mental activity is eternal because it never goes off. The only time it ceases is when this body is called to the dirt. Other than that, that mental activity is 24/7. It's eternal. Read on.
Number two, an opinion, conviction, or principle.
Uh-huh.
Three, a plan, purpose, or goal.
Uh-huh.
And four, the gist or significance. Five, a sense that...
Skip down to the synonyms.
Okay. So synonyms, it just states here, idea, thought, notion, concept, conception.
Okay, so we looked up idea, we looked up conception, let's look up thought. So up under, when he created us in his image, he gave us the process of thought, you see. let's look at this a little further. When you receive it, read.
You want me to look up what for thought?
Thought. No, thought itself. And read the definition first, and then we're going to go to the thesaurus. We're going to break down thought, because he created within us the process of thought, you know, that we'll be able to process thoughts. And this is when, you know, some of us that's mentally challenged, our thoughts is being processed in a different manner. And sometimes we think that they may be off, and truth be told, they may be closer to that Chesedic speech than we may know. You know, they might be open to that Chesedic conversation. And because we don't know it, you know, how can we discern the difference? You know, but then when they're among their peers, they seem to be getting along. Go figure, right? When they're among their peers, you put Some of us that's mentally challenged, so-called mentally challenged, you put them on the right peers, they start bringing something out of them. You start saying, oh, I see where you are. You got them numbers. Oh, you got music. Oh, you got this and you got that, you know. But it's that's that conversation. Or sometimes they just might be just, like what they said, they may have a Scrabble brain, you know. What is it called? A scramble? Scramble or Scrabble?
I forgot. It is a word for that because we were watching that.
Yeah. Well, that means that you got so many thoughts flying through your head at one time that it's hard for you to even process. That is to say your conception and your cerebral ain't on the same speed. Your cerebral is way ahead of your literal. And you can't articulate the things that's happening so fast in your mind. And a lot of times your mind start blowing out. What do you mean? That's when people have seizures, because their mind is blasting off and they can't process or, you know, release those things that's within it. So what you call it overload, you know, that thing. So now everything is supposed to be looked at like it's the worst thing. The thing is to articulate the things and try to find a source of healing, because it is a source of healing. And everything on the earth, everything got a source of healing.
Amen.
Everything, mental and physical, everything in the creation has a healing antidote. Continue.
Okay, with that, what do you want me to
do? Actually, you was at number four.
Okay.
No, number three.
Thought, the faculty of thinking or reasoning.
Uh-huh, so now we're going to say, let us reason together, right? This is the God of Israel. He said, let us reason together. So he want to sit down in this and give you some the thoughts of his mind, you know, and he call it reasoning because he can't dump on us everything because our ears ain't ready for a lot of things, you know, especially if we haven't read the Bible, so we know our ears ain't ready for it. But, and then he told John to not write some things because we were not ready for it, you know, and a lot of things that there's some things that I simply can't present because I know people is not ready for it. You know, and you get crucified for a lot of those things. You know. Ask them medieval people, oh, that's a witch, that's this, that's a that. You know, all because they had these gifts, you know, and they was misinterpreted. Continue.
Number four, the intellectual activity or production of a particular time or group.
So he gave us the sense of time. When he created us in his image, he also created us eternal first, because there's nothing there but these things, these laws. So the first thing we are here is being presented in eternity, eternal. So the mind here, the thought here, is eternal. The time window here is eternal. There isn't a physical clock. Now, once we come into the body, once we receive a body, then the consciousness of a clock become relevant. You see, the consciousness of a clock become very relevant because of the law. You know, the law says tomorrow isn't promised. So time is of the essence, you see. And that's the true saying. You know, we can waste our time or we can make the most of it. Read on. What else? Mm-hmm. But under image, he gave us the conception of or the idea of or the vision of time. This is another thing. This is why people can't see time in the Bible. You know, when you start explaining time, that comes with a vision. And if you don't have a vision to see it, then a lot of times it'll go over someone's head. You know, especially when we start talking about prophetic calendar, which we're going to have to deal with because of the feast days. So we're going to redo that, Ernest. Be looking out for that.
Amen.
Continue.
Consideration, attention, expectation or conception.
See that? So he gave us the intent, the desire of intention and expectation. That is to say, the rewards of a vision that was brought to life and was worked. And now your expectations are being met. That comes with this. That comes up on the image. That comes there. All these things we think is innate, God is saying that he gave these things to us when he created us. When he created us in his image, he gave us this. So to the capacity of what or how we're using it, I think it's dull. I think we haven't really capitalized on it because we haven't capitalized on the baptism. You know, I think we got baptized on repentance. We didn't get baptized on to these things, that they will manifest themselves, you know, through time, through long suffering, you know, just a matter of a few moments or years or whatever, but they will manifest themselves and the fruit of it will be for the everyone. I mean, everyone, whatever it may be for. Skip down to the verb.
Which is the past tense.
And yeah.
Okay. So the act or process of thinking, deliberation, meditation, or reflection.
See, it says the past tense or past participial of thinking. Yeah, participle. My bad. Participial. Yeah, that's a really far out alien thing that's in the air. Anyway, it says the past tense or past participle of think. So thought is the past tense of thinking. So he gave us both the process to think and have a thought after it. Who's thinking of things? God, right? Like, we just came to this ourselves. This, you know, we want to sit up and say we evolved from apes and we came up with these things, spiritual things, right? We want to say we came up with these things on a goof. Our planet was flying through the air and all of a sudden it engaged water. And next thing you know, here we come out of the water, slugs. And next thing you know, we turn into mammals. And next thing you know, the ice age hit. And now we evolve into this creature that's able to build rockets and computers. That's your story? And you sticking to it? You sticking to it? Okay. Read on, babe.
Number two says a concept, opinion, or idea. Three, philosophical or intellectual ideas typical of a particular time or place.
See, once again, it gives us the philosophical. So now he's given us the mind of enigmas. Or parables, you know, or allegories, you know, we can speak in allegories and parables and be looked at as an enigma, you know. So we can speak in riddles and be in truth. You see, so he gave us that mindset here, right? That's all up on the image. Read on.
4, application of mental attention, consideration.
This is what everybody wants. Everybody wants your attention. FaceTime me. Look at me, I'm on TV. Look at me, I'm in a magazine. Look at me, I'm on YouTube. Look at me, I crave attention. Well, it's excessive, but it's from God. It's excessive, but it's from God. And God created, gave us that mindset to do those things. You know, some for good and some for evil. You know, and like I said, all of the instruments that we have, from boats to planes to trains to cell phones to tablets or computers or refrigerators, all those things is meant for good. All of it. Now, it's up to us to use it for evil. Read on.
5 reads, purpose or intention.
So he gave us purpose. You know, through idea, he gave us purpose. You know, like John the Baptist was born, he had the Holy Spirit from the womb. That's purpose. You know, Jesus Christ, if he came to his mother, you're going to have a child. He's going to be this and that and the other. Purpose. Samson, no drinking, no wine. Purpose. Jacob, your name shall not be no more Jacob, but Israel. Purpose. He got all these things. Now, mind you, all those things came through dreams or visions or images. He performing it right before our eyes, like he said in the law. He's still the same. He's still doing the same things, but he's using the spirit that we aren't paying attention to, that we should be paying more attention to, you know, because that's what he do. He speak to us through thinking and thoughts, future, both now, present, future, and past. Continue.
Amen. 6, expectation. 7, a small amount. And 8, kindness or regard.
So now with that spirit came what good? Kindness and regards, you know, of something. Purpose and intention, expectations. You know, you're supposed to expect certain things, like you expect your check when you get paid. You expect certain things from certain people. You expect certain things from certain children. You know, you don't expect the same thing from each child, but you expect this certain thing from them. You see, so that's there. That was created in us before we were even formed. If I can reiterate that, that was in us before we were formed. Get down to the now. I want to read this too, because I want to read think as well, because thought is a past tense of think, right? But thought also is the deliberation. What do you mean of what you were thinking? I right or wrong, should I, or good or not? You know, even to your taste, good or not? I'm finna eat this, good or not? That's your first thoughts, good or not. You know, I hope it's good or not. You know what I mean? So you, this gift is boom, boom, boom. It's constantly there. It's everywhere. Everything you do, these gifts is constantly moving and manifesting themselves continually. Continue.
You want me to read the product of mental activity?
Yes.
Is that where you're at?
Yes, I am.
The product of mental activity that which one thinks. A single act or product of thinking, idea, or notion. The act or process of thinking, mental activity, reflection, or is it Cognition,
yeah. Good one. All right.
The capacity of faculty of thinking, reasoning, imaging.
See that? There it is. There it is. Imaging or imagination or image.
Imagine.
So you see the word image is in the same conversation as thought. Read on.
Meditation, contemplation, or recollection.
So let's look at that right quick. So this is something that we're supposed to be doing. If we do it, you know, it'll really benefit us. But sometimes we tend to get a little contemplated, you know, or a lot of complacent. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, go to Genesis 24 and skip down to verse 62.
Genesis 24 and 62.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 24 and verse 62 reads, "And Isaac came from the way of the wall," is that Laharoi? For he dwelt.
No, that's not. That's, read that again, baby, please.
It said, "And Isaac," okay, Genesis 24 and 62?
Yep.
"And Isaac came from the way of the well."
Thank you.
What I said.
You said wall.
Oh, okay. Forgive me. "And Isaac went out to, and Isaac came from the way of the well, Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south country.
Uh-huh.
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening tide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, behold, the camels were coming."
So he meditated at the evening tide, right? So this is one of his things. He meditated. So it says the capacity of faculties of thinking, reasoning, imagining, etc. Meditation, contemplation, and recollection. So this is something that he's given us when he said he created us in his image. Go to Psalms chapter 77 and verse 12.
Amen.
So this is what Isaac was doing, right?
Psalm 77 and 12.
Yes, ma'am.
"I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings."
See that? That's what he's talking about. But see, you can't talk about anything if you haven't read it. You know, ear hustling just ain't enough because the fruit ain't going to be there. You know, all you're doing is rehashing something that basically to you is seeds. But the fruit isn't there because the fruit comes with the seed. And if the seed isn't in you, the fruit ain't going to be there either. So this is why you hear people talking about, "I'm born this and I'm born again and I'm saved this and I'm saved that," and don't have none of the fruits of it. If you are born again, then the fruits of it is that you love your neighbor as yourself. You love the brotherhood. You will be about those things that belongs to God. That's being born again. Not sowing discord, not represent hatred. You're not born again. You just regurgitating something that you heard that sound good, that you know a lot of people ain't teaching. Now you want to sound like you came up with it, and that's not true. Because the fruit ain't there. Where are we?
I just read verse 12.
Okay, now I want you to read one more for me, right? Psalms 143 and 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm. Love you too. Verse 5 and 6 reads, Psalms 143, verse 5. "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." Selah.
There it is. So this is what God, he said he gave you this gift. gave us this gift, that we would have this conduit between us. If I'm meditating on him, he see me meditate. He can talk to me. So through meditation, my spirit is heightened and I can talk to my God and my God can talk back to me.
Amen.
You see, so he opened this is another door. One is prayer, one is fasting. This one here is called meditation. Your God created this so that he will have this continual relationship with your person and who you are and what you're doing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at this word meditation, please.
Meditation.
Yeah, you said that all like Billy White trying to get
meditation.
Okay. Let's look at the now, the first one.
What, the one that says the active process of meditation?
Yeah.
Okay, meditation. Number one, the act or process of meditating, a devotional exercise of or leading to contemplation. And contemplative discourse, usually on a religious or philosophical subject.
Yep, skip down to now. Yeah, go to the other one.
The act of meditating, contemplation, reflection, contemplation of spiritual matters, especially as a religious practice.
See, so this is something for us that we will have this relationship through meditation, that he can present himself to us in meditation. Or we could see him or his word through meditation, you see. And all of us approach this differently. You know, some of us be off in yoga. Some of us is off into, you know, incense and all this old kind of whatever. However you get there. You know, as long as it's within the bounds of the law. Amen. Don't be in front of no idols or anything like that. Or, you know, people say burning sage, the other.
Whatever.
Hey, two each is on. But my point being is this is that, like I said, everything in the creation is meant for good. Now, we can turn it the way to use it for evil, but everything that God created is meant for the good. Now, skip down. Let's go to the thesaurus. Okay. Yeah, let's go to the thesaurus and look at it from there.
Okay. It says reflection, concentration, musing, contemplation. What's that word? Ruminating?
Yeah.
Ruminating?
Yeah. It's like reminiscing. Like reminiscing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that cogitation? A brown study? Never heard what a brown study is.
Okay, let me read mine. It says musing, reflections, thoughtfulness.
You're reading the circle.
No, I'm not. It's right here.
You told me to go to the
store. I did.
You're on a different
store.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it says switch to the new one.
You know what?
Okay, let me switch to the new one. Okay, here it is. All right, meditation. It says condensation, cerebration. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at that. Cerebrate. It said brain work, contemplating,
mm-hmm.
excogitation, reflecting, speculation, deliberation, meditation, reminiscing, and thought. Yes, there. Reflection, meditation, deliberation, all that stuff was cerebral. Okay. All right. And it says reflection, concentration, musing, contemplating, reminiscing. Brown studied thought, study, pondering. So studying to show ourselves approved invoked the spirit of meditation. It invoked the spirit of meditating. When we study, it causes us to see things a little differently or see things past what you've been told, you know, or maybe see it for what it is, you know, what you haven't been told. That's that thing. Let's look at that word, meditate. Meditate.
Not meditation, but meditate.
That's right. Listen to this. So God gave us the capacity of doing this while meditating. Continue.
Meditate to train, calm, or empty the mind, often by achieving an altered state, as by focusing on a single object, especially as a form of religious practice in Buddhism or Hinduism.
I don't know why they want to stamp that on there, because the prophets was doing this way before they even came in a picture. Read on.
Also it says, to engage in focused thought on scriptural passages or on a particular doctrines or mysteries of a religion, especially Christianity.
Well, there you have it. So they did tell the truth, but they handed out some other dude's accolades that don't have anything to do with this. You know, even though they big on meditating, and that's a good thing, you know, to be big on meditating. But to be big on meditating onto a stone that don't have any eyes or ears or can't talk back to you, that's not really going anywhere. But anyway, to meditate on a being that's here, both physically and spiritually, they created this thing called meditation that we can talk to him back and forth. This is something that we don't want to take lightly, because we always want to stay in tune with the Most High. Read on.
Amen. It also says, to engage in devotional contemplation, especially prayer, to think or reflect, especially in a calm or deliberate manner. To engage in meditation regarding a religious mystery, for example, and to plan in the mind, intent.
Really? So all that come under meditation, right? Okay, skip down to... I don't know if you have this, but okay, I'm just going to read these few. It says, to engage in thought or contemplating, to plan in mind, intend. And it says, mull, mull over, muse, ponder, chew over, think over, reflect, ruminate, speculate, contemplate, cerebrate, think, predimate. What? That goes something for me.
Premeditate.
Okay, I'm not
you making up new words. She said premeditate.
Duh, that's right there. Okay, here go one. Here go one right here, right? I would have thought that all this time. Watch this.
Theologize.
Wow.
Almost sounds like apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Theologize.
It says theologize. Meditate, mull over, muse, ponder, chew, reflect. That's up on the meditate. Okay, and be, think, introspect, wonder, question, puzzle, consider, study, study
cerebrate.
Let me just look that up. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do this for me. Go to cerebral. Yeah, because I know people, you know, heard me say that Jesus was 100% cerebral and literal. And I would say Solomon was 100% literal, but he wasn't 100% cerebral. If you're 100% cerebral, you got control of every asset of your being. And that's dope. That's God. That's God. And Solomon didn't have that. He was 100% literal.
Okay, so this one says, of or relating to the brain or cerebrum.
Yes.
Appealing to or requiring the use of the intellectual rather than emotional.
Yeah. See that? So it canceled out the emotional or your feelings. You know, that's when judgment come in. It cancels out feelings. You know, like to say love is a feeling is a misconception of love. You know, well, I feel a certain way. Your feelings can lie to you. You know, you can be angry one minute and say, I hate this person, and then next thing you know, you're all good. Your feelings can lie to you. The truth can't.
Amen.
So when you say you love someone, then that person's truth has became your love. And you love that person truth more than you love their shortcomings. So that's the draw, you know, their truth. You know, and if their truth turns out to be a lie, then that's devastating. Especially if you gave them your truth and then they misuse it. And you know, some people, their feelings get hurt. Yeah, I love this person. No, you gave them people your truth. They misused it, and you're hurt, which is a feeling, and that's natural. But love isn't an emotion. Love is the truth. Read on.
Amen. And then the next one down here says, anatomy of relating to the cerebrum are the entire brain involving intelligence rather than emotions or instinct. And then it says, is that phonetics?
Yep.
Another word for conimal?
Cucuminal. Read a little bit of that.
Produced with the tip of the tongue curled back toward against the hard plate. So the sound.
So when he created us in his image, he created us with this.
Cucuminal.
Speech. He gave us.
Cucuminal.
Speech. He gave us. Whoops.
A retroflex speech sound.
Mm. Go figure.
Cucuminal.
What?
Cucuminal. Cucuminal.
Cucuminal.
I'm having fun. Like I said, download this joint. If you got an iPhone or Android, get it. You can't go wrong. I know it's available on iPhones. This ain't my cup of tea, but I know it's available because I tried it. And I got this app over there. So it's available. Get this app. You want it. You want it for your studies. It helps a lot. as you can see. So when he created us in his image, he gave us this.
Linguistics.
Linguistics. So he taught us how to speak. When he created us in his image, he gave us the power and a passage of speech. It says, excessive use of sound and proper articulation of this sound, the study or the relation between philosophy and speech, the description and analysis of distinctive units used in sign language and depth of the deaf, dialect geographically, the dialectology, echoism. Ooh, that's a word.
Etymology.
Really?
Etymology.
Etymology.
Okay. So that's going further into speech, right? So we got all these things coming from the image of man. So he's telling us he created us dreams, visions, prophecy, seeing things in the future, cerebral, which I'm going to get back to that. Hold that thought. Oh, my God. I left that too soon. But this is something that Jesus had with no limit, without measure. Amen. He didn't have no measure of the cerebral. He didn't have no measure of literal. Go to the thesaurus. When you receive a read.
Where are we reading from the thesaurus?
Cerebral.
We're going back to cerebral.
Right.
The thesaurus. Okay. So the thesaurus. It says intellectual, mental, psychic, physical, psychological, sophisticated, highbrow, thoughtful, intellectual. That's all it has for this.
Really?
Mine.
Okay, well, mine says intellectual, emotional, intellective, mental, psychic, psychological. So when he given us this cerebral, it made us psychic. So there is a such thing as psychic, but you got to get this fruit through the spirit. You can't, you know, some of us have this gift and it's innate and we misusing it. And properly, you know, this is when you be driving past, you see these weird signs, palm readers and things like that. Well, they may have this gift, which is innate, or they may have a familiar spirit. Either or, this gift is in the world. And so we can't prophesy our psychics, you know, seers are psychics. The apostles were psychic. Jesus was psychic, you know. So it says psychic, psychological, intellectual, sophisticated, thoughtful, intellectual. Man, oh my God. Okay, it's going into Greek. So I'm good on that. So he was 100% all of these things. And through this image, you know, we see now that not only God created us with dream, but he also gave us a speech pattern to articulate everything that he given us through his image or imagination or his vision or his thoughts concerning us, right? Amen. So, with all that being said, we want to thank the fam for, first on Blog Talk, we'd like to thank our fam for tuning in. Let's see, in the family, we want to say, my family that's in the United States, I want to say thank you for your time, and we hope and pray that Are you keeping the Sabbath today? And if not, then we hope and pray that the God of Israel will give you that report, or rapport, I should say, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your time. Our family that's in Canada, we want to thank you for your time. We hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath and that it's a part of your report. And if not, we hope and pray that it will be in Jesus' name, amen. Our family that's in Venezuela, we want to say happy Sabbath. God bless you. And we hope you're keeping the Sabbath. And we hope we, and if not, we hope we, that you add it to your report. Amen. Our family that's in Brazil, we hope that you're keeping the Sabbath and the Sabbath. We hope that if you aren't, that you, that the God of Israel will impute that upon you, that you will see the blessings of it and the greatness thereof. So we hope and pray that you're keeping it. In Jesus' name, amen. Our family that's in the UK, we want to say thank you for your time. We hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And if not, we hope and pray that the Lord add that to your report. In Jesus' name, amen. Our family that's in Spain, we want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And we hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And if not, there will be that the Father add that to your report in Jesus' name. Amen. Our family that's in France, we hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And if no, then we hope and pray that he'll add that to your report. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our family that's in the Netherlands, we want to say, we want to thank you for your time. We hope and pray that you keep in the Sabbath day. And if no, then we hope and pray that the Father give it to your report. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say thank you for your time. We hope and pray that you are keeping the Sabbath. And that, and if not, then he'll add it to your report. In Jesus' name. Our family that's in Egypt, we hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And we, if no, then we hope and pray that you will keep it. And we're going to get into those subject matters soon, and it's a beautiful reason and a cause and effect to keep all of the feasts. So with that being said, I want to thank you for your time in Egypt. Our family that's in Kenya, I want to thank you for your time. We hope that that we edify you there, and that we hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath, you know. And if not, we hope and pray that the Father will add that to your report. Our family that's in India, we want to say thank you for your time. We hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And if not, then we hope and pray that the Lord will add that to your report. Amen. Amen. Our family that's in Myanmar, we want to say thank you and for keeping those things with us in the Sabbath as well. God bless you, and we hope and pray that the Father continue to add many more good things to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Thailand, we want to say thank you for your time. We hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And if no, we hope and pray that the Father will add those things to your report in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone, and we also want to hope and pray that keeping the Sabbath, and if not, then we hope and pray that the Father will add those things to you. In Jesus' name, our family that's in Malaysia, did I do Thailand? I did Thailand, didn't I? Yeah, I think I did. Well, if no, Thailand, we'll say it again. We hope and pray that we edify someone and you know, that you're keeping the Sabbath, and if not, then we hope and pray that, that the Father will add that to your report, right? Okay, now our family that's in Malaysia, right? We want to say, once again, thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone, and we hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath in Jesus' name. And our family that's in the Philippines, We want to say thank you for your time and hope and pray that you keep in the shadows. And if not, then we hope and pray that Father reveal those things to you and add it to your report in Jesus' name. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to thank you for your time. We hope and pray that that the fathers allow you to keep the Sabbath. And if not, then we hope and pray that you add that to your report. That is a blessing, a huge one. Our family that's in Japan, we want to thank you for your time. I hope and pray that Father's allowing us to keep the Sabbath together. And if no, then we hope and pray that they add that to your report. It's a giant blessing in it. Okay, our family that's in Australia, we hope and pray that everything is well and that edify someone and hope and pray that you're keeping the Sabbath. And if not, then we hope and pray that the Lord add it to your report in Jesus' name. Amen. And my family that's in New Zealand, we want to say, we want to thank you for your time. And we hope and pray that you are keeping the Sabbath. And if no, we hope and pray that the Father will add those things to you. And our family that's in Switzerland, we want to say also to you as well, we want to say, we hope and pray that we edify someone. And if, you know, hope and pray that you not only edify someone, but, you know, keeping the Sabbath, bro. And if not, then we hope and pray that he added to you. It's a great reward. We're going to get into that after we get into the sixth day, right? After we finish with this Adam theory. Amen. So with all of that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please read your Bibles from Genesis to Revelation. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.